Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Positively Pella Director Lexi Canis. Well, Lexi, as always, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Good to be here.
And we've been hard at work getting things set up, getting things planned for Pella in Pink coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about Pella in Pink? Just give us maybe a basic overview of the day's events and what's going on.
Sure. Well, Positively Pella will be presenting the third annual Pella in Pink, and that's a 2-mile run walk. And like you said, it'll be this week, Saturday, October 8th. Starts at 8 a.m. You can register up until the day of for only $15, and that does include a t-shirt and a bingo card, which is different promotions around town, and then you have the option of participating in possibly earning a $100 gift prize. And also we'll be doing a drawing for an iPad. So day of registration is $20, otherwise up until the day of $15 per person. And so we're really looking forward to having another great turnout, and it'll be fun. We're going to kick off the morning at 8 a.m. with some stretches led by the Pella Regional Health Center Rehab Department, and then we'll go ahead and start right after that with the run walk. So should be a fun morning.
Very cool. And the bingo card, what's the bingo card all about?
Yep, the bingo card is several different chamber members around town that have chosen to offer a promotion that day and the following week. And so participants that register for Pella in Pink will receive a bingo card, and then they can fill that up and give it to one of the different businesses in town that are involved in the bingo card. So, and then once they turn those in, we'll do a drawing, and one of the bingo cards will be a winner of $100 in Pella Bucks.
Okay. And so the Pella in Pink race, as you said, this is the third annual. And has this event grown over the past few years?
It definitely has grown, yep. The first year they started out with 68 people. Last year we did this and we had close to 500 people in all with volunteers. And this year we're looking to have another successful year. So
all right, great.
We've already have quite a few people registered, getting close to 350 here today.
Very cool. And what's the route for the race for folks interested in that?
Yep. We started at the West Market Park South Shelter House. And then the route just is basically a little ways around the park and out by Central College, and then ends again at West Market Park.
And, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Pella in Pink is all tied in with this. And can you explain the
exactly.
tie-in with that?
Yep. So, like you said, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's why we're doing the Pella in Pink. And the proceeds that are raised for the Pella in Pink Run Walk will go for breast cancer recovery at Pella Regional Health Center. So last year, we were able to raise a little over $3,000 for them, and we plan on doing that again. So
a great cause and a great event. And
exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We had a lot of different groups and people that were involved last year, a lot of people that are out of town, and a lot of people here in Pella. So look forward to doing it again.
And Pella in Pink is just the thing that's going on this particular week. And at Positively Pella, I know you've got a lot of other things cooking right now. And
we
let
do.
Us know what's going on
yeah,
the
we've
rest
got
of the
a few other events coming up as well. We are a part of the Young Professionals organization that's here in Pella. And we've got several things planned for October. We're looking forward to doing our monthly mingle. This is something we have every month, and it's always at a different location. This month, it'll be held at the Pella Opera House, and it starts at 7 p.m., goes until 9 p.m., and that's a Thursday, October 20. And so we invite any young professionals in Pella or the surrounding area to join us for that. We will have a potluck meal there and different activities and games, and we'll also be showing a movie up in their theater. So should be a fun night to meet other professionals in the area. Then also on October 26th, we will be having lunch with the Kiwanis Club here. And that will be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Kiwanis is going to be providing a free lunch for any young professionals in the area. We just ask that they RSVP to myself, lexi@pella.org. And then also on October 28th, we'll be having a Halloween party, and that will be held at Boss Land and Grill. And you can check on our website for more details about that and any details about these events, and that is at ypofpella.org. We also have volunteer opportunities, lunch and learns, and we do a softball, which is now ended, but we'll be starting our volleyball team here in the next couple weeks.
And so it looks like I'm looking at this list of events going on this month. Is the Halloween party an annual thing that that YP does?
Yes, it is the second year that we'll be doing that. So
right.
Something we've so far have had every year.
And what was that like last year?
We had a good attendance to that. It's something that is open to the public, and so anyone is invited to attend. They had live music last year and some different appetizers and drink specials. So
just a nice little fun holiday party.
Yes, it is. Okay. Exactly.
And then volleyball, is this sort of a... like a league volleyball? Or?
Yeah, and this is organized with the city. The games begin on October 13th, and you know, anyone is welcome to come cheer on the different teams. And those games start at 8 p.m., and they are held at the community center here in town.
Okay, and do you participate in the softball and volleyball leagues?
I don't personally, but I'll go and cheer them on. Yeah.
All right, very good. Yeah. Well, Lexi, is there anything else you'd like to add about some of the events coming up this month?
No, I just encourage people to sign up for the Pell and Pink on October 8th. Again, that is $15 per person. And then to, you know, if you're a young professional in town and looking to get connected to other young professionals, our events are a great way to meet people.
All right, very good. Well, Lexi, thanks so much for your time
today.
We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Lexi Canis, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at kniakrls.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.